Freaks of Hazard Show. The Skooks 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 of Hazard Show.
What is up, everybody? This is the Skooks of Hazard Show, episode number 38, and big news. Got a very special guest in the studio with us today, Queenie. What is up, Queenie?
Hi.
Oh, that you were a little delayed there. And as always, Josh and Sean are. My tongue is tied right now.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Bad
everybody?
Time to be doing a
this
show.
This is Josh.
Josh, Brian, Brian, and Sean. Sean has no last name.
Nope. Yeah. I never knew my father. Well,
yeah.
Nothing.
It's just Sean. So look, very special guest Queenie in the house with us today. So it's her first time doing our show. We're going to have a blast today. We got a lot of funny stuff written for everybody out there. So it's going to be nothing but gut laughs today. So let's get started, right?
Absolutely.
I want to correct right off the bat. I want to correct what we told everybody last week about a roast battle with Earl Skakel.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Did not air last night. No. Did not premiere last night.
It was pushed back.
I got that information directly from Earl, and it was incorrect. So
you're fired.
Apparently, they went out to film it this weekend in Montreal, and it's airing next week, July 28th at 10 p.m. Through the 30th, all at 10 p.m., it will air on Comedy Central.
They're
so
going to air the same show 3 days in a row.
No.
It's going to loop it. If you're not.
The way this show works is it's basically a competition, a roast battle, two people. It's in a bracket system like the Sweet 16 in the NCAA.
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
A very complicated right. Bracket.
Very complicated bracket to understand. But anyway, two people will go head-to-head. Whoever wins that will move on until there's only one person left standing, and I guess that person will be the winner of the competition.
That sounds a lot like what we do.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Very, very similar.
I think they're ripping us off.
So,
those prick bastards.
Comedy Central.
Yeah, we just wanted to correct
City Hall.
We wanted to correct that information that we gave you last week. It is not yesterday, airing yesterday. It's July 28th at 10 p.m. through the 30th.
We are not perfect people.
We're not perfect, but, you know, I was just going by what I was told.
I strive
pretty
to
damn
be.
Close, so, though.
You know? It is what it is. So look, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. We have a lot of funny bits to go over. But right off the bat, I mean, Queenie, it's a special occasion that you're here, and yeah,
it's Queenie, motherfuckers.
Queenie gets her own jingles. And actually, do you guys remember last week? What was his name? He wrote into the Skooks of Hazard.
Jeff Teague?
No, not Jeff Teague. He wrote into the Skooks of Hazard mailbag. I believe he was the guy that was asking for his keys. Chuck. He's sending some jingles. I was wondering, why would you email us a question asking us where your keys were? It just didn't make sense. Weird.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, I guess word got out that Queenie was going to be on the show today, and Chuck, he sent some jingles in specifically for you, Queenie.
Chuck, thank you. I don't know you, but you are a talent.
So, Chuck,
you honor us with your presence.
We love having you around, Chuck, and we hope you're a listener for the rest of your life. So here we go. The first jingle that Chuck sent in for Queenie.
Hmm.
Here we go.
I haven't even heard these, so this is going to be good.
It's going to be good. We'll see.
All right.
This is going out to my bitch, Queenie.
Wow.
Well,
that's inappropriate.
It was going good there for a second.
Like a
I love you, girl.
What did he say? Like, hold on. What did he say there?
Like a fucking rock, baby.
I guess Chuck has a crush on you or something. Like that's a, really. Like
sorry, Chuck. I'm married.
That's really inappropriate, Chuck. I mean,
like a
come
fucking
on.
Rock.
Let me ask you a question. What exactly are you the queenie of?
Well, hold.
The skook.
The queenie of the skook. Good answer.
That was a perfect answer.
I guess, no I guess, look, I guess Chuck felt bad about that jingly scent. You know, it was kind of inappropriate, out of line. So he sent this one in. So
a nicer version.
Nice one.
I just want to apologize for that last jingle. That was very disrespectful on my part.
At least he knows.
He's polite.
That was very out of line, me talking about my weenie.
He feels bad.
So I made this jingle to apologize for the last jingle.
As long as you mean it.
Way out of line.
Sounds like it's coming from the heart.
I apologize again. And I hope that we can still be friends.
Yeah.
I love you, girl.
He loves you.
Seriously, I love you a lot.
Okay. At least he apologized. Yeah. He feels really bad. What's this coming in? He feels really bad. He sent another one. Hold on.
I'm so sorry about these jingles. I feel terrible that I was talking about my dick.
My dick?
I don't know why I did that. I'm so sorry, Queenie. I don't know if I can go on knowing that I'm talking about my pecker to you. Oh, God.
Oh, he shot himself. Oh, man. Oh, you must feel terrible now, Queenie.
Oh, my God.
98 cent retirement.
He took his own life.
I never even met him.
He felt that bad. And well, I just got done talking about hoping he's a listener for the rest of his life, and now he's... Look, listen to this. He shot himself.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, he took his own life on our show.
He's a martyr for your love.
Terrible.
Who emailed that to us then?
Chuck.
Yeah, I was actually going to say we should blackmail that guy, but...
Jesus,
thank
Chuck.
Thank you for the emotional roller coaster, Chuck.
Yeah.
I am a woman
he
after
felt,
all.
He felt bad about... What did he say about talking about his...
Well, I was talking about my dick.
He felt bad. Genuinely felt bad. I mean, aww. That kind of whole... You know, it went awry. You know, I didn't expect
guys,
it to go there.
Guys are self-conscious of theirs.
Hopefully, yeah.
Didn't expect
or
that.
Or they're overly confident.
Yeah,
there's
was just,
all types of people.
It was out of line. He made up for it. And the guilt just got to him. And he killed
short
himself.
One, banana fat shade. One, some mystic is your head.
There's a song?
is this thing on? So,
I've got the lovely bunch of cock and nuts.
Can we move
in, lady?
I gotta move your little fan out of the way because I can't see my screen properly. So, talking about Chuck killing himself, that's a good segue into. Do you need life insurance?
We are farmers. Because
farmers can help you.
Because Chuck didn't.
Farmers, Chuck didn't have life insurance.
Do not do what Chuck did.
Chuck should have went to. Hey, stop it. Chuck should have went to Farmers Insurance on one. What is it? 1130 East Broad Street, Tamaqua, PA, 18252. Give Jamie Hammer Greenzweig. You know what? I'm not even sure if that's how you pronounce her name.
Greenzweig.
Is it? I'll have to get clarification on that.
You gotta figure out where the emphasis goes.
Yeah.
If you say it naturally.
Here, you look at this. Look at this name, and you tell me what you think the last name is. I thought it was Greenzweig. Am I right?
Greensburg?
No, it's S-W-E-I-G.
Maybe it's Greenberg.
Come on, Queenie.
But he's German.
You'll learn about the Berg later. Don't worry.
Jamie Hammer Greenswag.
The Berg is the word.
You can reach her at 570-225-7070. Those are our friends over at Farmers Insurance. Something Chuck should have looked into.
There
it is.
Writing them jingles. Terrible.
They have that direct line again.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
They'll just spam it every now and then.
So there's that. Roast battle, farmers, got to that. Let's see here. We're not going to do this because I didn't get that ready. Let me talk about this with you. Last week we talked about NBA player Jeff Teague.
Yeah.
He moves back in with his parents. Some very hard-hitting journalism there.
Ran out of money, got grounded.
I don't think he ran out of money. I think it had to do with him being traded. But equally as strange NBA news this week, headline, Joel Embiid takes down Justin Bieber in an arm wrestling match.
What is wrong with the world that this is
now
top
this
news?
This headline is over the top.
Is this real?
Way over the top.
Just
that's
like the
a,
movie.
That's
from...
a Sylvester Stallone joke.
Yes, it is.
Well, so he beat Justin Bieber in arm wrestling, which is quite a feat
for
someone who's probably 7 feet tall and black.
No small task.
And Not that that has anything to do with it, but it's Justin Bieber. He's what? What is he?
Read that part.
5'10"?
Queenie.
Queenie,
where
read that.
Where it starts with the Philadelphia 76ers. Read that part.
Go ahead.
Out loud now?
Yes.
Yeah. Out loud. We're on
I
the
didn't
radio.
Know if that was a question.
Okay. It's
the Philadelphia 76ers big man squared up with the recording artist Friday night, taking him down to the tune of Drake's One Dance. What a time to be alive.
Big news from the NBA.
Great journalism.
Yep.
Big, big news.
But they now... You're going to see those dances, so just be aware.
Be aware. Just keep your eyes open.
Man. The Beeb.
We also last week started talking about Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to talk about this as long as it's around, unfortunately.
Look, people are so careless when they play this game. They will literally just walk out into traffic.
Which okay. Just happened
so from now on,
walk
I don't
off cliffs.
I should have made a jingle for this, but I didn't.
Or they find dead bodies.
So from now on, every week on the show, we are going to update you on the Pokemon Go death toll, which now is up to 7. So 7 people have
left.
7 people, Queenie.
It's now worse than
Thank
the Holocaust.
Goodness, it's a lucky number. God.
7 people have lost their lives playing Pokemon Go. So there's that.
It's fatal.
It's called Don't Look Down When You Cross
the Street.
It's rated
M for mature.
Those people really could have used some farmer's insurance.
We are farmers.
They have life, home, and auto.
I actually saw one this week where a girl, she was 18 or 19, she was out playing Pokemon Go.
Right.
She climbed up a tree to get canker sar, and when she got up there, she realized she was so high she couldn't get back down, so she had to call 911
get
the fire department to rescue her kitty out of the tree.
That's
and,
crazy.
And I'm talking about the heat between them. Hey, fucking prick.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs.
Life lesson.
Yeah, it turns out she was in a living room the entire time.
Yep. And guess what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what?
I heard, I got 2 more things about the Pokemon Go.
Oh, go for it.
Lay it on me.
Somebody has spent $4,000 on getting the additions of this game.
What?
You know? When you could literally go, like the whole point of the thing is to go to these places and to get the stuff for free.
I but follow
he,
you.
He I'm didn't want to go. He just wants the Pokemon.
Oh, they want he wants the Pokemon to come to him.
Right,
so it's
exactly.
More like, it's more like Pokemon come.
It's a, a porno game now.
It's a porno.
They now have a dating website for Pokemon Go, so you can like go on a blind date and search for Pokemon like Kankerstar, Raipichu.
Right, Raipichu.
Find those, and then one. This is the most ridiculous.
Diglett.
So if you are listening, I'm not going to say your name, but recently a person that I know got his whole hand tattooed with the Pokeball.
Oh my God. Get out of here.
Are you still friends with this person? Because if not, you shouldn't.
He's a grown man, too.
You should befriend
him immediately.
Yeah,
he's like 29 years old. He's 29 years old.
Find something else going on.
So, yeah, there's plenty to do. Hey,
if he's out getting exercise,
that's all well and good, but I'm sorry. I think that's a waste of time. So
big waste of time.
Hey, man. The whole
if,
thing.
All right,
is a waste
now here's the part in this in the segment where if I offended you, I'm sorry, but I don't really care.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Yes, thank you. All right.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, my dad wanted to chime in.
Hi, this is Eric's dad, and I am Sofa King. We taught it.
I'll never get sick of that.
Thanks, Eric's dad.
I'll never get sick of listening my dad say that. Did you hear, Queenie, did you hear the joke? Actually, you know what? My brother also recorded something for the show, and
really?
I forgot to play that last week. I told him I would, so I'll make his day.
Hi, this is Eric's brother, Jared. You're listening to the Skooks of Hazzard. Man, you're a piece of shit.
That's my brother, Jared. So there you go, Jared. You're famous now.
Wow.
You're
he sounds
on the
angry.
Show. He is very angry. He is very angry. He recorded another one. He recorded
Hi, this
one.
Is Jared, Eric's brother. You're listening to the Skooks of Hazzard. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's not nice at all.
It sounded like he said it with a smile, though.
We are farmers.
Yeah.
I'll give him credit.
We are farmers. I don't have it queued up right now. Here we go. Here we go. We're ready? Set?
No.
We are farmers.
Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Thank you.
So, yeah, give Jamie Hammer Greenswald
a call. I like that second one a lot.
570-225-7070. So, I think What are we at here? We're at 15 minutes already. I think it's a good place. We've opened the show up nice and gradually. What we're going to do next, and this is going to be fun as hell. Everybody out there has probably heard of this game called Cards Against Humanity. Well, our little spin on it. We're going to do, me and Josh and Sean, we all wrote top five lists. And what's
Queenie.
Queenie. We'll beep that out. Queenie is going to read them, and I feel stupid now. So we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll play Lists Against Humanity and have some more fun. So, look, don't go anywhere, people. We'll be right back. More of the Skooks of Hazzard show coming up.
Motherfucker Queenie.
I know a place where the roads are filled with potholes. Snow kicks our ass. The salt destroys our vehicles. Sipping Yingling lager, laying underneath a pine tree.
Look out for that pine cone.
Meet my new friend. This is Phil from Punxsutawney.
You can fly to Miami, but nothing's as fine as a halfway damn coastline. Would you like to touch my python?
Pennsylvania guys, we're unforgettable. Denim shorts and cotton tank top. Deer head staring at you in my living room. In Pennsylvania, Keith, so Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania guys, we're just untouchable. Thick mustache and ready to rock. Philly represent, cheese steaks are cooking up. In Pennsylvania, Keystone, Pennsylvania.
We clip a deer, scoop it up and have a picnic.
Venison's my medicine.
My pops works at Dorney Park, and my mom's a truck mechanic. We eat hoagies, middles were chips and pierogies. Bean soup.
Chart-topping song hits like Unskinny Bop in the Pennsylvania Polka. St. Patty's Day up in Scranton. Sloppy wasted at 7 a.m. Hank up by 12 p.m.
Pennsylvania guys were unforgettable. Flannel shirts, suspenders on top. Horse and buggy parked outside the grocery store. In Pennsylvania, Keystone, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania guys, we're so incredible. Billy Joel sings about Allentown. Pittsburgh represent, I'll take a can of pop. In Pennsylvania, Keystone, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania's known all over the globe. Even Mr. Rogers is born on the trope. Come enjoy a five-star cuisine. Cheese steaks, tasty cakes, pork and beans. Take a long ride down the Hershey Highway. Pig out on sauerkraut every New Year's Day. Go to Dutch Wonderland, milk a fake cow. 15 miles down the Erie Canal. Amish people getting freaky with no remorse. Way down south in a town of intercourse. The Bloomsburg Ferry bought a caramel apple. Got hoof and mouth disease from eating raw scrapple.
Pennsylvania guys, we're unforgettable. Mining hat, flashlight on top. Cold dust skin so dark, who needs a tanning bed? In Pennsylvania, Keystone, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania guys, we're highly physical. Sexy smile above our beer guts. Wilkes-Barre represent, we want amnesia back. In Pennsylvania, Keystone, Pennsylvania.
Everybody, we are back with more of the Skooks of Hazzard show. That was Queenie. What was that song we just listened to? That was Pennsylvania guys, right?
Yeah, they're called the Sloppy Seconds.
The Sloppy Seconds. You sent me that during the week, and you were like, "Can we play this on our break?" for the show, and I said, absolutely. So you brought Pennsylvania-related things to the Skooks of Hazzard show, so well done.
Shout out to my friend T Money for hooking me up with that one.
T Money.
Who you are.
Thank you.
You know, they
so
used to
much.
Call me Sloppy Seconds in high school.
Yeah, I heard that somewhere before.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I heard that.
It's all right. I ain't got no shame.
And only the women called you that.
Own it, sister.
Yeah.
Own it.
Look, we're going to play a game, okay? We got this wonderful game called Lists Against Humanity. It's our twist on Cards Against Humanity. And if you're not familiar with Cards Against Humanity.
Or Crabs Against Humidity.
Or, yeah,
or
whatever,
apples.
Whatever version of it
yeah,
you're not used
apples
to.
Yeah, apples to
apples. Yeah, very-esque.
Let me explain it to you real quick. Cards Against Humanity, everybody gets dealt a certain amount of cards, and then one person picks up a question card, and there's a blank in it, and usually all you have to do is fill in the blank with one of the cards you have
the
in your hand,
card.
Make it the funniest as you, it possibly can be, and then the person reading it picks their favorite. That's it.
Yeah,
it's real simple.
We don't have those cards. We made lists, so we're going to do a spin on it.
What we have is Lists Against Humanity, and we even have a jingle for it. Go figure.
Lists
Here it
Against
is.
Humanity.
And now it's time for
Lists Against Humanity.
Very professional show. We have jingles, and we're actually required by Farmers. Farmers Insurance wants us playing all the jingles. So we can never get out of it.
And what's great about it is you can actually get those jingles as your ringtones if you email the show.
For the low price of $19.99.
Or free for
free shipping.
Just emailing us at Scoops
Just mail it to them.
Yeah, mail it.
Scoops.
So
shut up, Scoops
in case you forgot,
at
we have
hotmail.com.
Our dear
Thanks,
friend,
prick.
Our dear friend Queenie. Queenie in the house with
Sounds
us today.
Demonic.
Yeah.
Ooh,
what does it sound
scary,
like? Demonic.
Scary. Demonic.
Oh, no, it's happy. It's happy is what it is. It's happy.
It's
the party has started.
Very positive. Yeah. It's a very positive jingle. All right, look, this is one more time. We'll play the List Against Humanity theme because Josh worked so hard on it.
He's very proud.
And now it's time for
Lists Against Humanity.
So what we have here is we've all written down an idea for a top five list. Now, we've also written our own top five list for every one of these, okay? So what we're going to do is Queenie is going to pick a top five idea.
List.
We're all going to hand our in. We're all going to hand our version of that list in, and she will read them, and then Queenie will pick her favorite one out of the lot, and whoever she picks will get a point. And today's winner will win an internet again.
Nice. Yes.
Very, very... a
lot of things on the line today.
Yeah.
Very valuable gift.
We got that internet from Farmers Insurance, so you will win an internet today. Thank you, Farmers Insurance. The crowd is very excited about this one.
All right, let's kick this off.
Okay, so Queenie, what you're going to do is pick one of those list ideas and then let us know what it is, and we will hand ours in. So whenever you're ready, take it away, Queenie.
Okay, the first list is titled Top five reasons to stick your finger up your ass.
Is that what it says?
Very mature, boys.
Wow.
Is that what it says?
That's very nice.
Okay. Here.
Alrighty.
Josh Bryan, I'll hand that over to you.
And then I'm going to shuffle them up so she doesn't
shuffle
know.
Shuffle them up so she doesn't know whose is getting read first.
Exactly.
This is.
I am honestly thinking of answers to that question, just so you know.
Top five reasons you would stick your finger up your ass.
Yep.
Okay, start it off.
Okay.
All right.
First list. She's going to read the entire list and pick her favorite list. So here we go.
List number one.
List number
states,
one.
Number five, Sean talked you into it.
Sean talked you into it. Wow.
Number four, Sean told you how it feels good.
Okay. Wait. Say that again. Your mic was not near your mouth. Say that one again.
Sorry, it fell. Sean told you it feels good.
That was number five.
That was number four. Come on, Eric.
Sean told you.
Descending order.
I'm
sorry.
Sensing a pattern on this one.
Three.
Yeah.
Number three. Sean said he will give you $50 if he could take a picture of you. Do it right now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Number
two. Creativity. Number two. Sean likes when I do it. Oh, what? Inside jokes there, boys. Coming out.
Sean.
And the number one reason.
I did not write these.
To number stick your finger up your ass is, drum roll.
No. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da.
Sean won't stop asking.
Okay.
Wow.
Guilty. Sean, you need to talk to somebody.
Guilty as charged.
I have.
Okay,
I suppose.
Top five reasons to stick your finger up your ass.
Second list.
All right.
Second list. Here we go.
Number five, lost the car keys.
Lost the car keys.
That's one
in
place
your
you
ass?
Look.
Ouch, that sounds painful.
In your ass?
Number four, party lights in the rear view.
Party lights in the rear view? Okay.
Okay, I could see where people would do that. Number three.
Number three.
Getting your anus prepped for prison, yes. I would agree.
Absolutely.
That's a legit reason, I would imagine.
You would know.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Number two, you got to start somewhere.
Might as well be your asshole.
And the number one reason to stick your finger up your ass is...
It's a long drum roll.
The hypnotist was very convincing.
The hypnotist was very convincing. Okay. Kind of like Sean talking you into it.
Whoa.
So.
I got a good.
Right, we got one more.
One more.
One
top
more.
Five reasons to stick your finger up your ass.
Okay.
All
she's
right.
Gonna after this one, she will pick her favorite one. So
this
here we go.
This is list number three, listeners out there.
Yep.
Number five, because it's my finger. God damn it. All right.
Okay.
Number four.
Number four.
I was paid $307. Seven. Lucky number. I like it.
He was paid $307?
Yes.
Is that,
sorry.
Is that the joke?
I didn't say the dollars, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Number three. How else could I get the crack rocks out?
Cross-country smuggling. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, because this list doesn't fit.
Because the list doesn't fit? So his finger does. I get it.
There you go.
That was
very
it?
Very funny.
No, number one.
Oh. Yeah.
Number one.
Number one.
Drum roll.
Go ahead. It's a long drum roll. Just read it.
Because my thumb is in Gerald's ass.
Oh,
poor Gerald.
Oh, Gerald.
He's not here to defend himself. How shame on you, fellas.
Gerald really wouldn't mind that.
Probably not.
So. I hate to do it, maybe because of last week, but my winning one is whoever wrote this one, raise your hand, please.
Which one? Well, which one is it? The show one about Sean?
Yeah,
that'd be me.
That'd
be me.
Sorry, Sean.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
You're the youngin'. We got to pick on you.
Let
sometimes.
Me let me do this.
Oh, that's okay by me.
But it comes in love. Places of love.
I won the top five reasons to stick your finger up your ass list.
Okay.
Man.
I'm very happy about that.
You can put that on your resume.
Okay. Now
I'll hang it in the studio here.
Now, Queenie's going to select a new list from the list pile.
Yeah. And you guys better start laughing and interacting,
Jesus
having
Christ,
fun.
Derek.
You're sitting there all quiet. Let's get
well,
some giggles.
Well, you're over here eating the apple pie.
That's all
Jesus.
Right. Here we go. The
all
next
right.
list we are going to go and do is what?
Top five questions to ask before fucking a prostitute.
The top five questions to ask before fucking a prostitute.
You guys must be lonely in here.
Well, you can tell who wrote all those answers.
Better watch your mouth, Queenie.
And questions.
Hey, okay. Listen, I'm motherfucking Queenie.
Give them to me.
Listen here, it's time for List Against Humanity. What are you doing about this?
Actually, I'll play this one since
it's Queenie, motherfuckers!
It's Queenie, motherfuckers, and she is the host of this. The segments against List Against
it's
Humanity.
Lists Against Humanity.
All right, so
never
now
gets old.
We are going to be doing the top five
questions to ask before fucking a prostitute.
Oh,
yes,
boy,
yes,
I
yes.
cannot wait to hear these.
Oh, these are going to be good.
Okay.
Right, you ready?
Queenie,
yep.
Go ahead.
First list, number five. You want to get crabs?
All right.
Okay.
Legit.
Okay. All right.
Number four.
Number four.
Can I buy you a roofie?
Can I buy you a roofie?
Whoa,
that sounds like
Bill
Cosby.
There we go.
Right.
Right. Funny fella. Three.
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Oh, the Batman
Michael,
reference.
Michael Keaton.
Batman.
Well,
I always ask that of
Jack
all my
Nicholson in the Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah, we get it. We know.
Whatever.
We know.
We got it.
Moving on.
IMDb.
Here we go.
Number two. Who let the dogs out?
Who
I
let
like
the
that
dogs
one.
Out? That's a.
We were talking about that band a few months ago.
Yeah.
The Baja
were?
Men.
The Baja yeah. Men. That's right. That's right.
Definitely an
okay.
important question. Here we go.
Number
and
one.
And let me, before you do that. I am way not on the right page to play the drum roll.
So,
but now I am. So here we go. Number one.
Wait for it.
A long drum roll.
Is that you, Ma?
Is that you, Ma?
Hey, Ma, what are you doing?
Don't talk
there?
About your mother that way. Wow. Shame on you.
Come on, Ma.
That was that person's top five questions to ask a prostitute before you fuck her.
Interesting.
Hey, you, Ma?
Very interesting selection. Sorry. All right. We got two more lists to do. Let's go.
Let's get it underway here.
List number two.
All right. Top five questions to ask before fucking a prostitute.
Go.
Do you accept MasterCard?
No.
Whoa. Okay, now.
Okay.
Number four. Is that a bullet wound?
Ooh.
Number three, do I get a money back?
Oh,
do I get
if I do not need the whole hour? do I get money back?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Someone's penmanship isn't all that great.
Someone.
And continuing
two,
on.
Do you do two for ones?
Two for ones.
Two for ones.
Ooh, coupons, deals.
Yes.
Coupons, definitely.
And the number one.
Number one.
Is he ready?
Oh, shit. I'm sitting here.
I'm waiting for the terminal.
Terrible host.
Professional.
Terrible
show.
Host. Go ahead. Read it.
Is that you, Dad?
Oh.
It was Eric's dad.
Is it Eric's dad?
Great minds think
alike.
I've
been wondering where my dad is between the hours of 7 and 3 in the morning.
Hi, Dad.
Top five questions to ask before fucking a prostitute.
Number last five. List. How much extra would it be to... pound your pooper.
It's extra.
Oh, my God. Aye. What are you guys, five?
Right. Pound your pooper.
You knew what you were signing
number four.
Up for.
What's that smell? All right.
What's that smell?
They're all solid answers so far, guys. It's
yeah.
Pretty hard.
All right.
Number three. Do you think England leaving the EU was a good idea?
Let's talk politics before we bang.
Brexit.
Get to know you.
Oh, can I lick your Brexit?
That's a very strange question to ask a prostitute.
You know what? That's a new term for anal sex. Can I fuck you in your Brexit?
Number Brexit. What are we at, two?
Go ahead.
We're at number two?
Number two.
Go ahead.
Why do you have a picture of Sean in your wallet?
Very what? Popular amongst
what?
The whores.
I know handfuls of Sean, so
in
there
his
you
wallet.
Go. It's possible.
Our Sean.
Is there a number one yet?
This
number
one's electric.
Number
it's
one.
Fine.
Number one. Here we go. Number one question to ask a prostitute.
How did you get your pussy to look like a moldy lasagna? Yeah.
That's great.
Pretty
see a doctor, ladies. See
wow.
a doctor.
Beef curtains. Whoa, lady, your pussy looks like a stomped out campfire.
Okay, which one are you choosing?
She had a picture of Sean in her wallet.
Let's take a look.
What number? Who's
okay,
is this?
Okay, that belongs to Sean.
Sean wins round number two. Just that much closer to winning that internet.
Okay, here's
another
one.
Provided by Farmers Insurance.
You got some
570-225-7070.
Okay, here
got
we
some
go.
Competition coming at you.
Okay, moving along. Okay,
because
moving
of
along.
Because what I did yesterday, this is really funny.
Okay.
The top five awkward places to have the shits.
Ooh,
mama.
Ooh.
It happens to all of you, young, old.
Let me tell you, let me just say before we go any further, Queenie, you're doing an amazing job. Doing
Why,
an amazing
you.
Job.
Definitely.
I'm going to give you the coveted sound effect, standing ovation. I am very impressed at your skills on the mic.
That's what happens when the queen comes to down.
The queen
town.
Of Schuylkill County yep. is here.
We got
to
thank
She's
our live studio audience
County.
Here. Always
and you guys are my jokers.
We appointed her queen of Schuylkill County.
Okay.
Okay, next list is the five worst places
no.
to have the shits.
The top five awkward places to have the shits.
Top five awkward
What's
places to have the shits. And Queenie, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Number five, at the Last Supper. Yeah.
The Last Supper.
Right. I would agree.
Yeah, terrible.
Someone says, oh, God.
Who let him in?
It's shitty.
If any of you remember that show, I'm going to dip my balls in it.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I think of.
Yeah. He went that way, talking about his balls. All right, anyway, number four.
Number four, while robbing the White House.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll lead him right to you.
Chemtrails.
Number three.
Rectal exam, yep.
Ew. Yeah.
Colonoscopy.
At least you're with a doctor, though.
Mm-hmm. Animals. Oh, and we're at, what are we at, number one?
Number
no,
two.
We have number two.
Number two, good, go.
Raunchy, this one is. while getting eaten out by Bill Cosby.
Oh. Right. Jello pudding pop. It's runny jello. Yeah. Number one. Here we go. I gotta shorten this fucking drum roll up. Go ahead.
During a skydiving trip. Hell yeah, you might do it in your pants on the way down, probably.
That's gross.
If you get shit on by a skydiver, is that good luck?
What is wrong with you people?
It's extra good luck.
Yeah. All
right, here we go. Next list.
Top five awkward places to have the shits.
Go ahead.
Number five.
Number five.
This is list number two, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Heaven isn't too far away.
You have the shits in heaven? I thought, okay,
thought
go ahead.
Good things
number
happen
four.
Then.
During the jump roping world championships.
Oh, ew.
Put it
as part
squirts
of your team. Okay. I'm making dots I can jump on later.
Number three.
In the bathtub.
Ew. In the bathtub.
Come on, if you're that
someone's
lazy.
Someone's speaking from experience on
just
that
get
one
up. Yeah. Just oh, get man up and go. You're in the great room.
It's too late.
Number two.
Number two.
Oh, man. Number two, in Sean's mouth. It's pick on Sean.
Ew. Ew.
Fuck.
Ew,
I seem to be
in Sean's
a popular
mouth
guy today.
Oh, man. This is shit. Number, shit, what are we at?
Number
one.
Number one. Most awkward places to have the shits. Here we go.
At the factory where they make explosives that detonate anyone near that has the shits.
Yes.
Wow.
That would.
That was a
I
dud.
I think we're stretching
that's
that one.
Obscure.
Oh, play the sound effect for the dud.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We do have sound. Of,
in case
we
anyone
totally
had a really shitty answer.
Yeah, it's really gonna be effective now that I fucking took so long to get here.
Yeah.
So,
this is a professional.
That was a fucking
show
bomb. It's very professional. That one bombed. All right.
All right.
I call that not
you're
heady.
You're going to have duds in this game,
I think
for those
it was
of you that
the,
have ever played
the next
it
list,
I think
please
it was at the factory where they make explosives that detonate anywhere near people who have the shits.
No,
yeah.
I got
that
it
was
yeah,
the joke.
We understood
yeah
it. Yeah. Top yeah five awkward places to have the shits. Let's go. Sorry.
Here we go. Last list.
Last list.
Move number it, lady.
Number five.
Number five.
During your wedding vows.
Ew.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I do not want to hug you right now because there's shit going down my leg. All right.
It is not a nice day for a white wedding.
Brown wedding.
Just soiled.
Number four.
During your brother's bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
For all the Jewish listeners in the house.
Yeah.
A little shout out to you.
We have a huge brothers Jewish following.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We
yeah
do.
Yeah. In the desert.
Absolutely.
For 40 days.
Mazel tov.
They waited.
You guys are their punishment for sitting in the desert that long.
Right.
<you know>?
Yeah. This is way worse.
Yeah, we were way worse than
okay. Number three. Number
on
three.
On a roller coaster loop.
Oh. That would go right back in your face.
Is that the super duper double pooper?
What kind of comedy are we doing here?
It's the poop.
Number
loop
two.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Asking the cashier. Sorry, it looked like cashier.
Cashmere.
Oh, that could have fit too.
Cashmere.
Asking the cashier where the bathroom is.
Oh, Queenie.
You guys are disgusting.
That is very disgusting. All right, here we go.
Number one.
The number one. Awkward. That's not it.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we're going with it.
Yeah, just pretend.
That's the one we wanted. Good. Number one. Awkward place to have the shits, right?
Yep.
Anywhere.
Ew.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Sean's
wah
mouth. Wherever.
Yeah.
All right, someone what are we going with?
Someone has
all right, pick your winner there.
That's mine.
I think
God
she's being diplomatic
damn
now.
No, I'm not. I'm going with genuinely what's
bullshit
amusing me.
All
right.
Okay, here we go.
There's a tiebreaker.
We got three more lists, and I think we all have one, don't we?
Yeah, we all do. We're
yeah
all tied up right
tied
now
at one
yes
apiece.
All right, select
three
your next list.
Next list.
Read
list number three now, right?
Yep.
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
three.
No, we
four
each
yeah
have one.
Yeah.
That means
this
we've
is the
gone
fourth
through
one
three
that we're doing.
You are correct.
Thank
here we
you
go. Number four.
The top five funniest things you could read in a police log. Mm.
Yeah, this ought to
if
be
if you
a
read papers or online.
I don't know about this one.
Well, whatever.
Listen all right to news.
I don't know.
Whatever.
There's a couple funny things out there.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay, the top five.
Top five.
Funniest things you can read in a police log.
All righty, here we go.
Number five.
Queenie, take it away. Number five.
List number one.
Whoa.
Oh. Sorry, people. My oh microphone is not cooperating.
Careful there. Careful.
We never easy, son.
We'll
easy
tighten her up for you later. All there, righty.
Here
we'll
we go.
We'll screw it in for you.
Number all five. Right.
First list, number 5, recipes for peach cobbler pie.
In the police line.
In the police line. It was, that would be pretty strange.
Yes, it would be.
Anything's possible.
Right.
You have the right to remain delicious.
Number 4, 2 guys arrested for stealing peach cobbler pie recipes.
Okay.
He really likes peach cobbler, I guess.
It is strange.
I would have gotten away with it, too.
Very strange.
It would have been for you cops.
You cocksuckers.
Oh my
All right,
God.
Continue.
Number 3. Woman sentenced to death because she just looked guilty.
That would be very disturbing to read.
Yes.
Her demeanor was all wrong, Chief.
Okay, number 5. What are we at? 2? 3?
Number 2.
Number 2.
White lives matter. All lives matter.
Right? White lives matter? That would be weird to see in the
I thought it was black
police
lives
law.
Matter.
Black. And number one?
White people
number
don't.
One.
Oh, number one.
The number one.
Drum roll.
Strange things you'll find in the police log.
Funniest.
Nothing to report today. Buzzkill.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and hell froze over.
All Next right. list.
Top 5 funniest things you can read in a police log.
Here we go.
Number 5, man arrested for curing cancer and making meth.
Right. What do you do with that guy?
That
it's
breaking,
a kind of a conundrum because he's a hero in one aspect and a scumbag in the other.
Exactly.
I am the one
it
who knows.
It turns
death.
Out it's meth.
Number 4.
David Duke resists arrest for prostitution.
Oh. Who was David Duke again?
He was the
no
former
idea.
Leader of the KKK and once a potential presidential candidate.
Why do you know that?
Gubernatorial
Cause I'm
now.
Old.
Because I read things, whippersnapper.
There's these things out there called newspapers.
And the internet
Number 3.
With what we're playing for.
Number 3.
Number 3, Pope arrested for DUI. He visits a lot of places. It's possible. That converting wine into blood becomes regular.
The guy goes over, knocks on the bubble. I'm going to need to see your license.
Take this fucking bulletproof glass off. We're going for a ride.
I'm going to need to see your baptismal papers.
Number 2.
Elderly man arrested for... You guys got to write that.
Shitting.
Shitting.
It looks like an N. Shitting in Burger King dining room. Well,
topic
right. before connected. It
was, was that number 1?
That was number two. We're at number 1 right now.
Okay, 5 funniest things you can read in the police log.
Take it away now.
Mafia finally apprehended.
Oh, all of them?
Right, come on.
All of them? Really?
Yeah. It's plural.
That's like
by
waking
being
up
singular.
And seeing the headline say that terrorism over. We got them all last night while you were sleeping.
Pack up. We got them.
Everybody go home.
We're
terrorism.
Going home.
Terrorism's a thing of the past.
All right. Top 5 funniest things you can read in a police log. Last list.
Let's do it.
Man, number 5. Man found running naked through a Boyer's parking lot on crank.
Oh.
Yep.
Huh.
Well, that's just normal.
In the scoop. I mean, that's every day.
That's just normal.
That's called that's people normal. Watching where I'm from.
Number 4.
Skook of Hazard Show busted by Hawaii police for prank phone call. Oh, man.
Again.
What the
Skook of Hazard.
It's a Skook of Hazard.
What did I say?
It's plural. There's more than one of us. No, because
it was written Skook.
Because this Yahoo probably wrote Skook.
Somebody only wrote
you
Skook.
You don't know that's my list.
I don't know that
that's
for sure.
That's where we be in. That's Skook.
Number 3.
All right. Jane the Doe. Found dead on Route 209, which I have an ashtray of that picture.
I get it. That was a good one.
All right.
Playing with the prick. Words there.
And you doubted this
Number
one,
two.
You fuck.
Number 2.
2, man charged with gate rape at
gate
Beltsville
rape.
Gate rape.
Airport.
At Beltsville.
Yeah.
And finally, let me get it, the number 1 strange thing, funniest thing to find in a police log.
Man found charged with arson of ex-girlfriend's apartment.
Oh. Well, that was a hilarious way to cap that one off.
All right. Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp.
That was so bad you don't even deserve the womp, 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 and I will...
We were pressed for time.
I'll play it anyway. Well, that'd be mine. So that's 2.
Oh, man.
2-1
that
to one.
Made me laugh.
We can't let him win.
Eric's taking the lead.
I'm going to.
It's getting spicy and
I'm
close.
I'm running away
here.
With it.
Believe me, we don't need to feed that ego anymore. He cannot win.
We got 2 left.
Taste the tension in the air.
We got two left.
So you
cut the tension with a butter knife.
I hope this is very intriguing radio for everybody out there right now.
Okay, select one of the 2.
2 left.
I feel like I need music.
Do you? What do you need?
No, I'm good.
What do you want?
Oh. I picked the card.
Play
it's
a little
too late.
Fucking Rush for you if you want. little Metallica. What?
Do it up.
Here we go. No, go ahead.
Top five worst for dummies books.
Oh, okay.
This is always a good one. I'm sure.
Worst
I'm
for dummies.
I'm anxious to see those answers. That one's going to be fun. There are a lot of those books, and they are helpful.
Well, there are a lot of assholes out there.
Here we go.
It's like George Carlin used to say, think about how smart the average person is, and people are fucking dumb.
Oh, that was perfect.
People are dumber than that.
That should have quotes on the outside.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
I'd like to take a two-second pause to tell you that not only is Skooks of Hazzard, the number one podcast in all of Philadelphia, we are ranked higher than DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah,
so tell your freaking friends that.
If you see DJ Jazzy Jeff around, you tell him go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a fucking spun-out old man.
The top five worst for dummies books.
Here they are. First
list number one, number five, podcasts for dummies.
Oh, whoa. I can see that's going to be one of them everybody has.
Don't do that to yourself.
Jesus Christ.
All righty.
Number four.
Great minds think alike.
Veganism for dummies.
Veganism. That's pretty short book. Don't eat meat.
The end.
More of a pamphlet.
Yeah. Chapter two, or eggs.
Yeah. All right. Three.
Christianity and glory holes for dummies. Oh, man. You guys are crazy.
Christ.
They share a book.
Holy Mary.
Same thing.
Same thing, basically. All right. Number four. Whose foot was that? Sorry, Josh. Number
Playing
two.
Playing footsies, boys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
A little bit.
Number two.
Number two.
Deaf ventriloquism.
Spit it out,
Rewind.
Queenie.
It's been a while, right?
Go ahead.
Deaf ventriloquism for dummies.
Aw. I see what you did there.
Yes.
All right, number two. What do we have, two or one?
I use sign language from across the
number
room.
Number one.
This is number one. Here you go, right here. Number one, worst for dummy books.
Breathing Underwater for Dummies.
All right.
That's called death.
But it's only for fish.
Okay. Or if you're Aquaman.
Next one.
Or SpongeBob.
Next list.
Patrick.
List number two, right?
List number two.
Five worst for dummies books.
Here it is. List number two.
Number
Go
five.
Ahead.
Number five. Ask fucking for dummies.
Ask fucking.
Ask Gerald. He'll tell you.
Yes.
Ask fucking for dummies. Okay.
I can almost guess whose list this
four.
Is.
Number four for dummy books. For dummies.
four dummy books for dummies. Yes.
Yes. All right. We got it.
Number three.
This is crude. Oh, man. Do it yourself abortions for dummies.
Wow.
Bend the hook at a 90 degree angle.
Just see a doctor.
Do it yourself abortions. I've never heard of such a thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Number two. Some of you guys are on the same wavelengths. Podcasting for dummies.
Oh,
well, yep.
Unoriginal bastard.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's not even a good one either.
Yeah, it's not. You're right. Here we go. Drum roll. Number one. Is that where we're at, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the wrong one highlighted here.
Yeah, highlight.
Now we're ready. Go ahead.
All righty.
Top five worst for dummy books. Number one.
Killing gorillas named Harambe for dummies.
Okay. There you go.
Blow his fucking head off.
That poor gorilla.
All right. Last one. Top five worst for dummies books.
Let's hear them.
How to electric slide for dummies.
Okay.
I'm sure there are people that would need that.
It's pretty self-explanatory, but all right.
Yeah. All right. Number five.
Number four.
Number four.
Okay, with the program here.
Sorry.
How to be a crash test dummy for dummies.
All right.
That one's clever. Mm-hmm. Touche.
Right. Like their song?
Yeah. I forgot about them. Go ahead.
If there's anyone listening, please do this for these guys. Number three. How to run a podcast for dummies. That's what you're all thinking.
Second time. Third time.
No, well, the first time
Moist.
Was.
Moist.
Right.
Yeah, that was in our previous.
That seems like hours ago, doesn't it?
Well, it was.
It was.
All right, here we go. Keep going.
Number two, right?
Yep. Or
how
four.
To sign language in French for dummies.
Sign language in French. That's probably a thing.
Oh, right. Oui,
oui. Oui, oui. Number three.
Number one.
Number one. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where have I been?
La La Land.
Oh, my God. I'm totally, out of it. This bit went on too long.
There we go.
And begin. Queenie.
How to win the lottery for dummies.
That's okay.
True.
Sad.
But sad.
If somebody knows. Cruel. If someone knows, tell us.
Was that the last?
Well, nope. We have one
more. Put your ads in.
One more list.
She gets to pick her favorite list.
Okay. Here we go.
I gotta analyze this a second.
But don't take too long.
No. Oh, that was the last one for that category.
Well, give us a topic to discuss.
Yeah. Verklempt.
The weather.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I gotta go with this one.
It's all right.
Which one is that?
Sean.
Oh, that's a tie.
Sean tied.
Never gonna
get the last one.
This is the last one.
It could go any way, people. We can end in a three-way tie, which is something Sean loves, is those three ways.
Yeah. Something like that.
Ties.
Knots.
All right, the last one.
I don't know where my last one is.
Garlic balls.
Seriously?
You fucking lost it. Where the
hell did it go? Should I read the list while you look for it?
He might be disqualified, and I would get the win, assuming
Josh might tie you.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you have to head spin.
You found it.
In a perfect circle to see who the winner is.
Oh, there it is.
All right.
No, that's not it.
Fuck.
What was the last? What's the last one?
I didn't read it yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Should I read it?
Oh, I got it. Yeah, here it is. It was in the pile.
Jesus.
Top five.
Top five best walk of shames, which is appropriate. I just came from the beach like last
week.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you're going to love these lists.
Explain to somebody out there who doesn't know what walks of shame are.
You're doing something bad the night before, and you're still in the same clothes. You put your head down, and you look to the future. You don't turn your head side to side.
So basically, you were fucking somebody, and now you're leaving.
Now
it could be anything.
And you're full of
shame.
Anything
really late that makes you feel shameful, right?
Simplified, that's what it is.
It's like a walk of shame.
So here we go.
The exit line out of an abortion clinic.
This right here. Is for the tiebreaker, the win, or the three-way tie. Here we go.
Maybe they'll pick you guys up after this.
Number five.
List number one, wearing nothing but running shoes and panties through a Boyer's parking lot.
Oh, okay. Again with the Boyer's.
It's
popular. A big parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this one. Number four, walking out of your parents' bedroom. Ah,
ouch.
Oh, everybody's eyes are burning.
What?
Get to your room.
Whoever wrote that needs
help. Before your dad gets home.
Number three.
Get to my room.
Whoa.
Walking across the street and getting filmed being hit by a dash cam.
That's
if you guys were here earlier, you would understand that.
Yeah, we were watching Russian dash cam videos.
A little bit of an inside
fails.
Joke.
Fails.
Please, don't look for your Pokemons while driving. You will hit people.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you for that PSA.
Thanks, Queenie.
Yeah, way to plug that in. We are farmers.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 go.
Bum.
Okay.
Number two.
Keep it rolling.
Number two, getting kicked off a bus after the driver saw you spit a load in the aisle.
A load?
Like, what are you doing back there?
That's a really rough night.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one? Oh, that's my cue. I'm sorry. Number one. It's a long roll, drum roll.
Putting the peanut butter back after licked.
What?
After the dog licked it off your junk. Sorry.
Oh.
Whoa. A little squished in
there. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's an old trick.
All right, next list. The top five
it's
best.
Peanut butter time.
You guys need some hobbies. All right.
The top five best walks of shame.
Walks of shame.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Number five.
Number five.
Church baptismal pool.
They were fucking in the baptismal pool. That's weird.
Jesus.
Okay.
Number four.
The sanctity of this place has been defiled.
Number four.
Hospital morgue.
What? The morgue.
That is
getting off the emotional bitches.
What? Three.
Three sex addicts and anonymous meetings.
Oh yeah, that would be weird.
But
you're
that was number
help.
Three. It wasn't. That was the amount of
right.
Meetings. No. Yeah.
Question three.
Sorry to confuse.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
It's okay.
Number two. Black Lives Matter protests.
In the middle of?
Anywhere.
There's a
crowd.
It seemed like a very erotic thing.
Walking into it or walking out of it?
You come out of the crowd. Oh, God. Here we go. Number one. Number one. It's almost over, people. Here we go.
Sean's house.
Because
Sean has the most shameful penis on earth.
That's
how
nice.
Do you walk out of the house like that, Sean? Come on, have some respect.
One step at a time.
People, we are one list away from being over this ridiculous game.
Oh, and they're so happy.
They're
about
with
it.
Us, folks.
They're so happy it's almost
Thank
over.
You studio
Trust
audience.
Me, the anticipation on my end is like, what are they coming up with? So it makes it fun for me.
All right.
The last top five best walks of shame are. Here we go.
Number five, climbing out of McDonald's pulpit. Oh, that probably happened somewhere.
This is a place for children.
Like, oh my God.
Go ahead. Four.
Walking the plank of a pirate ship.
That's a good
You're
one.
You're nothing but a whore. You drown.
Go ahead. Three.
Number three, Amish guy walking naked from his neighbor's barn.
Oh, yeah, Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca's dog.
Is he going through
and
that phase?
Yoder.
Right?
Yeah, Rumspringer. Yeah.
That's what he's going through.
All right.
Number two.
After banging at the aquarium in Baltimore.
Okay.
Another family place.
Sounds like personal experience.
Jesus.
And
here we
the
go.
Final one.
The final one of the day.
Best walk of shame
is go.
After a gangbang with all paraplegics.
That is a walk of
well,
shame.
Well, a roll away of shame.
Yeah, it's a rolling shame.
Now, I need you to pick the right answer here.
All
right,
this one is for all Zim Marbles.
In this game, it is no right answer. It's the
whatever
it's the
one
Queenie.
Queenie whenever, oh, you want to hear it? You want to hear it?
Sure. All right,
while you pick, I'll play it. Here we go. Right?
Here we go.
All right. Pick your
top walk of shame.
Pick the winner.
Top walk of shame,
Who's
and let's it? Call it a day.
Raise your hand if you're correct.
It?
I believe it's yours, Sean.
Oh,
Sean!
Sean, it is.
Sean,
I'm
Sean
that
again.
Is fucking horseshit, you little bastard.
Undefeated. I just want to thank everyone out there.
I smell a conspiracy.
Congrats, rookie. High
thank
five.
You.
High five.
You're the rookie on here, goddammit.
All right,
don't
people.
You ever forget that.
No, I'm
we're
a guest.
We're
going to
take a break, and we're going to come yeah. back, and we're going to do a little dating game here and wrap the show up this week with Queenie. So, look, don't go anywhere. There's a lot more show right around the corner. We'll be right back.
Keystone State. How'd you want your eggs, Pops?
Dip it, please. All three of them.
You dip your toast in the yellow part.
Oh, I got your word.
We speak our own language.
Can I add a side of scraps? I mean Scrabble?
Sure can.
And a large Kutztown ginger beer. If you don't got that, I'll take Schneider's Farm chocolate milk. Don't forget to wash the glass.
Oh, we all out of that.
What?
Well, I'm going to Wawa.
Take your ace, leave us wearing hoodie tippity do out of here.
While you're surfing on a wave, we are freezing inside Penn's cave in a state where the seasons change a lot. We got fall and winter, spring and PennDOT.
My trunk has a gun rack in the rear. Yingling beer, gonna spot some deer.
A place where it's so far it hits the ground and everyone tears the grocery store down.
We like to get out of control, watching a groundhog leave a hole.
Picking up chicks like I just don't care at the Swashbuckler Pub at the Renaissance Fair.
We even got our very own Jersey Shore where MTV's never been before.
Please don't look at me like I'm weird, cause I'm rocking a foot-long Amish beer.
Chicken dust. Every wedding we all force into the chicken dance. Forever ringing in my head will be the chicken dance. Over and over till I go insane. The chicken dance, do the chicken dance.
I hate the chicken dance.
Animals dead on the road. Everywhere you go, hey. Everywhere you go, hey. Button up my flannel. Gonna shoot some dough. Gonna mine some gold, hey. Gonna lose control, oh hey. Chipmunking, my heart won't melt in summer.
Pennsylvania style. Pennsylvania style. Whoop, 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 whoop. Pennsylvania style.
E is for the free entertainment on Blue Hill. N is for the nightlife over in Danville. And for the NASCAR fans of Skookie. Pennsylvania, not just a light bulb. Half of the name of the state that you call the home of Scrabble and apple butter. And if you can't swim, stay away from the water. Founded by the Quakers back in the day. Maryland's a punk, New Jersey's gay. My oats are Quaker, my cake is funnel.
My mama's married to Lehigh Tunnel.
Ain't no beach here, it always snows. On your honeymoon in the Poconos. Hot tub looks like a champagne glass. All the other states can kiss my ass.
I stand on by the Capitol.
Pennsylvania style.
Pennsylvania style. Whoop, 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 whoop. Pennsylvania style.
Hey, Pittsburgh ladies.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Pennsylvania style.
H-O-A to the G-I-E. Chicken Popeye. Q-Fly.
Ring Bologna.
Snyder Frazzles and the Wolfgang Candy.
Goats to the goods and the Gimbals and Harleys.
Crimpets.
Candy cakes.
Apple dumplings.
Sauerkraut soupies. Ham and string beans.
A Big Ben's Burst Beer to wash it down. How do you think that we beat all these weird ass?
Hamburger.
Barbershop, Pancake Paradise, South Park, Honey Pot, Intercourse, Climax, Blue Ball, Burton Hand, Laboratory, Hog Pie, Library, Leisureland, Massachusetts, Cap Level, Tulik, Virgiville, Bulger, Fountain Crest, Gringo, Buzzkill, Coonhunter, Roseanne, Raintrend, Buzzin' Sucks, Falker, Big Beaver, Kang, I cycle to travel to Shenandoah, but I'm way too broke.
It's way too broke.
Shenandoah, away from Kennywood, to get all those girls that I hit the show.
Pennsylvania style.
Pennsylvania style. Whoop, 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 whoop. Pennsylvania style.
Hey, here it ladies.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Pennsylvania style.
From the PA, ride a roofless bus through the middle of the zoo, through briar and brush. On the Johnstown lift, it was quite a rush till the cable snapped, nearly bit the dust. Allentown is here to rock ya. Huntington, Bethlehem, York, to Tamaqua. From the Reading, Pagoda, to the Hiawatha.
Mr. Hershey, no Willy Wonka.
Hachi Moachi.
Scranton ladies.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Pennsylvania style.
All right, everybody, we're back with more of the Skooks of Hazzard show. That was the second installation of the, what do they call the Pennsylvania guys, right?
Sloppy Seconds.
Sloppy Seconds.
They're from Sunbury, PA.
Pennsylvania style was
those
the name.
Those of you outside of Pennsylvania have no clue what we're talking about.
So Queenie brought those with her today, and we were more than happy to play them for her. That was the first time I ever heard those songs.
Yeah,
same for you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What I liked most about it was we waited to play the second song. Now, I had never heard them, but they do mention Tamaqua in there.
They do,
so
yeah, they
congratulations
did.
It's right around Tamaqua, you're famous.
Not only do the Skooks of Hazzard
for
you're
something
on the
good,
now, baby.
Not only do the Skooks of Hazzard do this show every single week from Tamaqua, but other people are mentioning it in their videos and
Wilkes
the like.
For more than just
Scranton.
Meth people, okay?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We got meth and heroin. Here,
two-fold.
And we're proud of it.
Two-fees,
double dose.
Baby.
Double
no.
dose.
Don't do drugs.
We are what's good with this fucking county, Schuylkill County. We are what's good about it. I know you hear a lot of shit in the papers and everything about drugs and whatnot, but there's good people here, and we are four of them in this room right now, and
that
we're doing
correct.
Positive things for our community, and we're gonna put Schuylkill County and Tamaqua on the map for something other than negative drug bus
and beer,
shit like that.
And beer and pierogies.
That would be nice.
And hoagies and pierogies. Hoagies and pierogies. We'll make a song up. Okay?
We have another bit coming up for you.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this first.
It's time for...
I've been waiting all fucking show to play that.
All right. It's not actually
shut your mouth, you prick.
You prick bastard, you.
This game we're about to do is called the... What's it called, Josh? It's the...
Skip the game.
skip the date and go right to the banging.
Game.
It's like a blind dating show.
I don't condone this one, women, just so you know.
Skip the date, go right to the banging game.
Skip the date.
Skip the date, go right to the banging game.
Skip the date and go right to the banging game. And it's pretty much the dating game, except right after we're going to bang. So
yeah, like
keep
right
away. We're going to get to know each other first, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's
what we're going to try.
Aren't you going to ask these contestants? I don't know who they are yet.
I'm waiting
for
my host.
Yeah,
well,
they haven't
gotten the studio yet. We're going to welcome them in. We have three suitors that are going to come in the show. And Queenie here is going to ask them a bunch of questions and determine which one that she would bang instead of date.
Absolutely. So let's go to our host. Let's go right to the show. We're gonna go there now. So here we go.
Skip the date, go right to the banging game. Skip the date, go right to the banging game.
Yeah, hi everybody. This is Gerald Lipschitz, and this is a new episode of Skip the Date and Go Right to the Banging Game. And our contestant today is none other than Queenie. Queenie, how are you today? And welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, y'all. I'm doing just fabulous. How about you?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. And I know you know how this game show works. What you're going to do is you're going to ask a series of questions to our contestants, and they're going to answer. And the person that, you know, makes you moister than an oyster, you're going to pick him and go bang him back in our banging room.
So, ooh, I can't wait.
And first up, we have Lou Cypherstein. Lou, welcome to the show, and you're going to get an applause here right now.
Thanks.
Lou Cypherstein, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Gerald.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming. You came a long way.
That I did. I'm from hell.
It's a long, long way away. And now, well, other contestant that's going to be vying for the love of Miss Queenie is Carl Dentman. Carl Dentman, welcome to skip the date and go right to the banging.
Salutations there, my friend. I've always wanted a young Southern belle to entice with my wit.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
I'll see you real soon, Carl.
Lou, keep it down. We got one more contestant we have to introduce.
And
finally with us, we have David William Michael Bladenberg III Jr. He's from Tupelo, Mississippi. Yes, hi, Gerald. Thank you for having me on the show today. I cannot wait to feel that silky smooth pussy of Queenie's. Thank you very much. Okay.
Man with words.
Now we are going to take it to Queenie for the first question. And Queenie, you have some questions there. Go ahead and ask the first one.
Okay, suitor number one.
Which is?
I am looking at David Jr.
Oh, it's David William Michael Bladenberg III Jr.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
The short version.
Thank you. I'm a very important man.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I have four names. David William Michael Bladenberg. I have a number in my name. And an abbreviation, Jr. That's six total names in my name. Very interesting. I work at Taco Bell.
Compelling.
Thank you.
Suitor number two, Carl. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Where do I begin on such a journey as mine? I guess I'll start when I wake up at 6 a.m. every single day and make sure my phone is fully charged to go out and play Pokemon Go all day. I'll go down to the local cafeteria, you know, Elementary Six. It is definitely my bag. I go there and I try to entice women with my Pokemon. They're my Pokemon balls at them.
Well, that's very interesting.
Adventurous.
Okay, next contestant, same question to you. Say a little bit about yourself.
Number three.
That'd be you, Lou Cypherstein.
It's Lou Cypherstein.
Cypherstein, apologize.
Can a writer pay the ultimate price? But anyway, no, I'm about 4.5 billion years old, and I have really short crop pubes, and I have hooves for feet, and I am, you know, basically a jackhammer in bed. And I'm not going to lie to you, no matter what, you go to hell, and you stay there. It's kind of like kidnapping. I'm not into that. That's why I'm wanted to get into the banging scene. Fuck dating.
That's wonderful.
That can get you in my pants fast.
Queenie, what do you think of that?
Got a lot to think about.
Lots to think about. Now, let's move on. Next question. We're getting to know these contestants better.
Okay. Situational questions, gentlemen.
Situational. It's interesting.
Speak from the gut and the heart, okay?
And
what if my heart is made of pure fire?
Well, maybe I could ignite it out.
And
for
do
you.
Not forget, this is a skip the date and go right to the banging game. So don't
I'm
think with
there.
Your heart, think with your penis.
These are my top 10 questions to get to the banging. Okay?
Right.
To get to the banging.
All right, first question. Tonight I'm babysitting.
Second question, actually. It's your second question.
Oh, well, that was introductions. That doesn't count.
Oh, I apologize. All right. Go ahead.
Number one, tonight I'm babysitting my two-year-old niece, and we like to have fun. I'm taking my tequila shots. I want her to join in the fun, so I get her a shot glass with chocolate milk. So suitor number one, what's your reaction, and what's your shot of choice?
Well, let me say this. Queenie,
I, as a well-dignified man of class and prestige, I began drinking at a very early age myself. I used to drink scotch at around the age of 4. Now, with other people, their children may not be able to handle their alcohol, but I, David William Michael Bladenburg III, Jr., I work at Taco Bell. And I drink a lot. It's not easy working at Taco Bell with this kind of name and this kind of lineage, okay? Things didn't work out, and now I work at Taco Bell. So I do drink quite a bit, thank you. Let's bang.
Okay. This is fine. Okay, number two.
She's having a good time, fellas.
Number two. Woo-hoo. It's a big old hoot nanny. All right.
She's moister than an oyster.
Question two.
Here we go.
Every time I go to the beach, I have a hell of a time getting sand out of my vagina. Suitor number two. Christ. Are you going to help me out? Why or why not?
Are you going to help her get all that sand out of her cunt?
My fair lady of the beach walker, let me please just let you in on a little secret. I too have trouble getting sand out of my vagina.
That doesn't make sense.
We can teach each other.
Yeah, so we can help each other with that.
Your name is Carl Dittman, right?
Carl Dittman is my name, sir.
I don't get all the talking about your vagina. I don't get it. Let's move on.
Bruce Jenner did it.
Doesn't make much sense, actually.
It was fine.
Same question.
I'm Bruce Jenner. He'll be coming to hell real soon.
I do it and everyone
gets
in arms. Loose
Cypherstein, let me pose that same question to you. What about helping Miss Queenie with all the sand in her cunt?
Oh, well, as hot as it is down in the hell, there is no such thing as sand. It's called glass.
That's interesting.
And, who knows, maybe we'll get into some kinky, shardy shit.
So what you're saying is basically there's no sand in hell. All the beaches are made out of glass, so you could, it's almost like standing on a mirror. You could see whatever's up in your vagina.
That's what he said,
it's easy to get to things, whether they be in your vagina or your asshole. So, okay.
It's an educational show here.
Very educational. I did not know that about hell. So let's move on next
Queenie,
question.
Queenie, my fair maiden, skips this douchebag and asks me another question.
Okay, well.
You just pay attention, number two, right?
She shot you down, Mr. Carl Dittman. Go ahead, Queenie. It's your game. Let's go. Question number three. Let's ask him.
Suitor number three.
Oh.
If you could describe me with a fart noise, what would I sound like?
Ooh, that's a very.
And if Eric's dad wants to chime in, he's more than welcome.
Who is Eric's dad? Who were you talking about?
Are you cheating on me?
What did you want this Eric's dad to say?
Can I ask this
Eric's dad, man.
Sofas?
I am Sofa King. We taught it.
Okay. Suitor number three.
Okay, let me think. How to describe you in a fart sound?
Yes.
Queef.
A vaginal fart. This game is.
I believe the correct nomenclature is vaginal.
This
dropping
game.
The N and adding an F. Queefy.
Queefy. Queefy. There you go. Queefy, would you like any of the other contestants to answer that?
Sure. Number one.
Queenie, working at Taco Bell, I encounter a lot of bodily fluid and noises. I am David William Michael Bladenburg III, Jr., and I come from a long line of women who could queef so loud they wake their husbands up in bed. And if I were to describe you as a...
Just get on with the sound and
listen,
you're going to hell, buddy.
Sir.
Hey, don't get hasty. Might get deducted points.
I demand your respect.
I did not know there was a
point. I am a very important person. I am David William Michael Bladenburg III, Jr. I know I work at Taco Bell, but you will respect me. Now, the fart sound that I would associate with you, Queenie, would be the one where you try and fart a little bit and then you end up shitting your pants. That would be the one I would go with for you.
Surprise ending.
My little flower. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, that was interesting. Okay. Let's move on.
There are good things from the Scoop people.
Queenie.
Please don't judge. We're having fun.
Absolutely. I agree. What you just said is correct. So
I'm
let's
a winner.
Let's go and move on to the next question, and then we'll get around to picking who you want to go bang in our banging room. So let's go one more question, and then we will we'll pick the winner for today.
Oh, I have more questions.
Well, fuck it. I'm not the host. Go ahead. We'll just do whatever you want to. Queenie wants to play more. Okay. How many more questions do you have, Queenie?
My dear lady, please ask me another.
Suitor number two.
Number two. Go ahead.
We pull up to your local McDonald's because I got the hunger pangs. So we go through the drive-thru, and I order a Big Mac milkshake style. Well, could you believe it? The manager's giving me a hard time. So what do you do?
Luckily for you, my fair man, I would go inside and unleash my level 37 Geodude on said manager. He would pummel you straight into the earth. And for I swear on my Pokemon lineage, you will have my heart forever.
Let me just...
Now, sir, please, I'm confessing my love to you, though I've never seen you, my purple maiden, my Indian mother maiden lady. Yeah.
Let me
you
just...
have me completely... And I love you.
Let me just say, Carl Dentman.
He's passionate.
I would venture to say that you've probably never had sex with a woman before.
Sir,
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that.
Sir, have you ever microwaved two wet sponges and gotten a hefty bag and stuck your cock in between the two of them?
I can't
Much
say.
Much like a dick sandwich?
I cannot say that I have.
I do not need women. I desire can't. The flesh does not entice me. My father is making me do this.
Mr. Dentman, please.
Precious
Queenie.
Pokemon Go All right. time.
Queenie, what is your next question?
Well, same question goes to number one.
Same question. Could you repeat the question?
All right. We're going to McDonald's. I'm hungry. Drive through. I say, could you please put my Big Mac in a milkshake form? Manager's giving me a hard time. What are you going to do? I'm hungry.
First off, my dear, as David William Michael Bladenberg III Jr., I would not take you to such a common plebeian place as McDonald's. You and I, lady, would venture to a fine dining facility such as Taco Bell, where I work. Again, I know I do not sound as if I work at a Taco Bell. I sound classy and full of wisdom, but I do work at Taco Bell. And I would take you there, my darling, and I would emulsify burrito after burrito and feed you like a bird from my mouth to yours.
Ooh, wow.
That's
deep.
Very descriptive.
Getting warm downstairs.
I agree. I'm getting turned on. Hey, David, you want to go out for a date with me?
That was fucked up, man.
I have to work at Taco Bell tonight. I cannot.
As Lucifer's Dean, I can smell when she gets wet, and that just splooshed her panties.
I must bang and leave.
Snail trail.
For my shift starts in 15 minutes.
Okay, well, let's move on. Queenie, I know it's getting tough to pick. All these men are just full of piss and vinegar. All right, next question, and then whenever you're ready to pick, you let me know, because fuck, it ain't my show anymore. Here we go. Next
Gerald,
question.
These boys, I don't know. They're out of control, but I love them.
Okay.
Sweetling, I'm a man. You will find that out for certain.
Okay, question five.
Question five. All right.
While growing up in the skook,
okay,
I learned how to swallow some big kielbasa sausages. Suitor number three.
That
what size and flavor is your favorite?
My favorite kielbasa, as they would say in the skook, would probably have to be kielbasa.
Kielbasa?
12-inch. Really hard. Almost as hard as the summer salami, if you know what I mean. The other day, I was down at one of the Marlin Meat Market. I picked up about 600 pounds of pork, about 3 dozen city chicken on a stick. And then I stopped over there and picked up a Pachendo 462 in my pot. Stopped up over there and grabbed myself some of those Mrs. T pierogies. Yes, so I have a 12-inch kielbasa. Now suck it.
That was.
Hey, wait your turn. Wait your turn. We're not done.
Oh, we're going to wait.
That was something.
Forever.
Queenie, next question, or would you like to pose it to number one?
Ooh, hold on. I'm not ready.
Oh, well.
I got notes. All right.
Take your time, my lovely
lady.
Yeah,
we're not going anywhere.
Night.
All right. New question.
Okay.
Number six. While sitting at the local watering hole, the bartender calls me pretty. Homie, don't play that. So I punch him in the throat. Suitor number two, what's your next move?
After you incapacitate this moron who would have the audacity to insult my lady, I would run outside and text my mother to pull around the corner, allowing us to get a very quick yet very sexy getaway.
No, like that Austin was Power style.
That was something. Okay. Is this question?
Same question.
Same question.
Suitor number one.
Suitor number one. And what was the question again?
The bartender's calling me pretty. Homie, don't play that, okay?
Okay.
That's disrespect.
Okay.
All right. So I punch him in the throat. What's your next move?
Well, Queenie, as a prestigious member of the Taco Bell organization, don't think that I'm a manager or anything. I actually am a cook at Taco Bell. I make about $8 an hour. I would then have a stern talking to with this bartender who isn't acting professional, as I am professional, David William Michael Bladenburg III Jr., a consummate professional. I would then reprimand him and notify his supervisor and follow with a lawsuit suing them for sexual harassment. Thank you, Queenie.
Okay.
Well.
Protective.
Okay. I don't know what to say about that one. But,
still making me wet. Thank you, David.
Blue is still wet. Okay, Queenie.
Hey, if it don't work out for, you know.
Well.
With either of you two, there you go. Everybody goes home happy.
Let's follow up.
I will be so happy.
How many more questions do you have, Queenie?
Four more.
Four? Holy moly. Okay, let's get to them.
My mother is outside waiting. I don't
know
if I can make it for the...
These guys are going to have...
I'll only need a minute, I'm sure.
These guys are going to have limp dicks by the time we finish the show. Here we go. Let's go.
So you better hurry up.
Four questions. Pose them.
Yeah. All right, number seven, question number seven. I used to twirl baton back in my heyday. So we arrive at an outdoor party. I'm feeling daring. So I pick up the tiki torch and I start twirling away. My hair's on fire! Call Farmers Insurance. Suitor number three. How will you help me?
Well, I'm not going to really put it out, The chances of you dying faster is the chance I'm going to get to see you for all eternity, Queenie.
The devil.
And you know what? You're going to be fucking swinging batons of fire in hell, and you're going to fucking love it. We're going to have you at Jesus' birthday party fucking performing with those flaming things. It pays pretty well, so you'll get tipped correctly. Just don't stay up there too long. I mean, really, it's boring as fuck.
Okay.
Jesus.
Suitor number one, same question.
Well, Queenie, being the low-income cook that I am for Taco Bell...
$8 an hour.
I only make $8 an hour, and really, it's not worth... this is really the only outfit that I wear, so if I stand chance of burning this... outfit you see right now, I have no other clothes, so unfortunately I will have to let you burn. I won't be able to help you, but I will bang you before you die.
Did somebody say hell?
I will. Her? I will bang you as you're burning to death, so I hope that turns you on.
Violent.
Very violent.
Fiery.
Question number eight. I can't.
Gerald, it is getting hot in here.
It's tough switching between voices.
That Nelly speaks truth.
Question number eight. Let's get to it. Come on.
I see a girl laying out at the pool with a thong on, and you know I love me some big butts. So I go over and give it a good smack. Suitor number two, will you join in on the fun?
My lady, I think you already know the answer that you were seeking for in this question. I am a yes man. If you want me to go and strike another woods, another woman's
big
bosoms
badonks.
Or badunks,
donkey.
My lady, I shall.
All
also,
right.
I would just like you to know,
excellent.
In the last question, both of your contestants said that they would let you burn. Not me,
all right,
baby.
We're past that, sorry.
Do not strike me with a cold shoulder.
Question number nine for the...
No, same question goes to number three.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what was the... Oh, the badonkadunks. Yeah, I'd get right up in there. I mean, I can hold one, you can hold one. We can both put a hand in, we can both pull a hand out. I mean, whatever you want to do. Maybe we convince her to slap your badonkadonk. Maybe I can get my badonkadonk and sell it on the internet and give it to people for charity, you know? Because Lou Silverstein is a big charitable devil, if I can be honest with you.
You see, with the heart.
As soon as you see me, you're going to know how horny I am. Okay, I'm done with you, bitch.
Continuing on.
Number one, same question.
I would probably sit in the corner of the Taco Bell where we would most likely be at. As I am David William Michael Bladenburg III Jr. and I work at Taco Bell, I would probably go to my corner that I usually masturbate in when there is anybody mildly attractive in the store and pleasure myself while you spanked away. Okay.
Graphic.
Well, that's very freaky. Okay.
Seriously, so
he is a very descriptive person.
Let's move on. Question number nine. We are almost there, people. We're almost there.
Stretch.
This bit is almost as long as the last one. I didn't think it was possible. Let's number nine. Go ahead.
Being smelly drives me wild. Suitor number three. Describe how your underpants smell after a long
Well,
hot,
since
sweaty day.
Since I'm half goat, you tell me.
He's hooved.
I prefer the term hooving.
Bachelor number two, what do you have to say?
Oh, well, you see, my incontinence doesn't exactly allow me the freedom to do such things.
Okay. Well, that was short and sweet. Bachelor number one is over in the corner masturbating as we speak.
He has to pick up his shift at Taco Bell.
I'm okay.
He's late.
I have to get this done before I start at Taco Bell in 15 minutes. Michael David Bladenburg III Jr.
He's getting fluffed for the banging.
Okay. Final question.
Well, is he the winner? I hope. We've
finally reached the final question for this game show. Let's go ask it and let's pick a winner and get the fucking.
All right.
Here we go.
This one could be for all the marbles.
This could change your mind.
Oh, seriously.
All right. So I'm still in it.
You're still in it? Go ahead.
Think wisely before you answer, gentlemen.
Okay.
Oh, I'm one of the wisest beings in the whole universe.
When it comes to chocolate chip cookies, crispy or soft, number two, plead your case.
Well, as I stated earlier, the incontinence that inflicts me does not allow me to get crispy, as I'm pretty sure you were referring to sex. And yes, my mother will have to lend me some of my father's Viagras, and I'd be getting going. Your call, baby.
Okay, well, apparently he has erectile dysfunction. Who would you like to answer this question next?
Suitor number one.
I'm still over here in the corner.
Well, get your ass on the microphone, or you're out of the competition.
Pardon me, I have my dick in hand. As I said before, I have to get going. I have to get to work. I don't have much time, so if we are going to bang, I want to be ready and get it over and done with. David William Michael Bladenburg III Jr., thank you. Okay,
well, number three, you're the last one.
Lou Silverstein, go ahead.
Okay, so the question is about crispy versus soft chocolate chip cookies.
Correct.
So, yeah, well, I really don't eat those because I'm on the Southern California diet now. I'm trying to lose a few thousand pounds.
Non-gluten.
Vegan
cookie then.
No, I eat all glutton-free cookies. But what I like to do is I take all my minions, have them ejaculate on those cookies when they play Ookie Cookie, and then I stack them all together. First, I use the crispy one. Then there's a little semen. Then there's a soft cookie. Then there's some more semen. Then there's another crispy cookie. And then I cut it in half with my tail. And then I eat half. And I shove the other up your ass. And then eat it out of your ass. Because I am Luciferstein.
Oh, terrible. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. Well, the time of...
From sandwich.
The time of...
Gooey, gooey.
To bang me.
Now, Queenie.
This is absurd.
I want you to take a second.
I cannot compete.
I want you to think about who you're going to pick here. This is very critical. Very critical time of the show. So, think about who you would like to bang and give us your answer. Just let me know whenever you're ready.
You didn't make it easy on me.
Oh, that's because we're rock hard.
I'm not.
I have that
yet.
Effect on many.
Okay.
I'm waiting, my love.
Let's get your answer, Queenie. Who have you decided to skip the dating and go right to the banging with?
Well, y'all are so sweet, but if things don't work out with the one I choose, you know, call me. I'm always available.
Right. You wouldn't be here if you weren't promiscuous. Okay. Go. Who do you pick?
I'm Queenie, motherfucker.
Queenie, motherfuckers.
Choose me, my love.
What? It's Queenie.
It's Queenie, motherfucker.
Pick somebody, for Christ's sake.
That was my cousin talking.
Who do you want to fuck?
Well, I mean, maybe it's obvious, but I got to go with suitor number 3.
Lucifer.
This is an abomination.
Oh, exactly. Turns out I possessed her before the show, so you guys never really had a fucking chance.
You cheated.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Luciferstein.
Played mind tricks on me.
That's terrible.
I saw them.
I shall tell my father on you.
These two are going to go fuck like nasty pigs.
All right, lead the way.
Thank you for joining us on this.
Let's go. America.
On another edition of the Skip the Date.
We're ridiculous.
We go right to the banging.
Skip the date, go right to the banging game.
That was another fun episode. Oh my Skip God, this might be the longest show. This might be the longest show we've ever done.
We had a fucking ton of fun, didn't we?
I hope people enjoyed it.
In case you didn't know,
Josh Bryan's
who was
back.
Who?
I got that. You're off. You're Josh Bryan again.
Yeah.
Look, people, that was the show for this week. We would like to thank our friend Queenie for coming in and doing the show with
us. Thanks a lot,
Queenie.
I am honored.
Yeah,
we had a blast with you this week.
I want to remind everybody, definitely email the show, skooksahazard@hotmail.com. If you guys are interested in any of some of our jingles as your ringtones, we'll make them for you, send them to you, so let us know.
Only $19.99.
Or free.
And
either
yeah.
one.
So
type in Queenie, you'll get a discount.
For free. Let's remind everybody of Farmers Insurance. Give them a call. Get some life insurance.
Don't let your hair burn.
Don't roast, end up like Chuck.
Roast battle. Watch that this upcoming Thursday at 10 o'clock. And I think we're good. So this has been it's an hour and a half show this week. So you got a little bit of extra coverage.
Hey,
so
way
I
to
think
start
we,
your Monday.
I think we had a good time, a good show today. And that's it. We're out of here. So for Queenie, Josh Bryan, Sean, and myself, that's episode 38, and we will see you next week. Peace.
Woo!
Later.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.